Welcome to this week's episode of It's a Definite Maybe, a podcast for those of you who are just trying to figure it all out with your favourite co-hosts, Stella and Rosie. We have had a insane positive, I can't even think of words right now, great feedback and a great response to our last two Emma the Assholes. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't even a full sentence. Emma the Asshole episodes?
Reddit post readings? Episodes?
I don't know. If you're on the internet, you've probably heard of these. So we are doing a third and final installment because we have some juicy ones we just could not go past. Mm-hmm. So we have picked out three variations or three different stories and we're going to get straight into them. We have some very, very spicy ones.
I'm buckling myself in. I'm ready to go.
And like you know that when I was researching this episode, my one prerequisite was spicy.
Yeah.
Because I feel like our first episode was a little bit PG.
Yeah.
Second episode was very wedding.
Yeah.
And I was like, we have to go with a bang. I mean, my whole TikTok is just filled with very, very inappropriate and spicy Am I the Assholes? And it's almost like, are these fake? Exactly. And that's why we're doing it.
All right.
Are you ready, Stella?
I'm ready.
The first one. I slept with my girlfriend's mum 2 years ago.
Oh my God.
Yeah, a strong start.
Even just from the title, I'm like, I'm stressed.
I can't tell her because I know she'll dump me and it'll probably end her parents' marriage. Let's get into it.
Okay.
So first, let me say I'm not the one in the wrong, but I have to say it somewhere. It's eating me alive.
Okay, fair enough.
2 years ago, when I was 19, I met this woman while I was working as a personal trainer. She was in her 40s but looked 25. She took an interest in me, invited me over a number of times, and we slept together a few times. Okay. After one of our meetups, she said it was wrong for someone her age to be with me because I was too young and she changed gyms. Interesting.
We're off to a flying start.
It's not going well. My girlfriend and I have been together for just under a year. She's amazing and I love her very much. Oh. 2 months ago, I met her family for the first time and I was shocked. Like, she took me to her house where I had hooked up with this woman before and I felt I was being pranked.
Oh my God.
I feel like this story could have been written with more suspense. Like, you already know where this is going. That's okay.
Well, I mean, from the title alone, like, we already know where this story is going. It's going to be juicy. So it's fine. Just kind of keen to see how things play out.
Before I see her mom, it hits me. I have a type and they definitely both fit that type.
Oh my God.
I know. I feel like that was an unnecessary sentence.
Well, I mean, they are also family, so.
I had been hooking up with a single mom and I'm now with her daughter. Oh. Then her mom and dad pop out and we both almost shit ourselves. I'm reading this verbatim. I met her parents. They've been married for 20 years. And I realized I was a married woman's boy toy. Oh, I'm so ashamed. Later that week, her mom finds my number and tells me I can never speak of what happened. She says my girlfriend will hate me forever and I will be the one to break up her parents' marriage. So now I'm stuck with this secret. She invited me to spend Thanksgiving with her family. And since my family's 1,000 miles away, I already told her I don't plan on going home. So I don't have an excuse to not go. So now I'm going to have to sit there at a table enjoying Thanksgiving dinner with the woman I had an affair with, her husband, and their daughter who I'm in love with. I'm fucked. Great read.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty safe to say you are fucked.
Not the arsehole.
No, absolutely not the arsehole, which they acknowledged at the start of their post. It was more just to kind of vent it. But the first thing that came to my mind is, I swear this is the plot of a movie. And if it's not, then someone has to make that ASAP.
Oh, totally.
Because that is very entertaining.
I would not be surprised if this was a movie, but it's also got like 43,000 upvotes.
Wow, that's crazy.
The top comment, which is quite funny, they've got a type 2.
I mean, and it's so funny on that note, though, because me and my mum, when we watch movies sometimes, we'll make comments about, like, the leading man and be like, oh my God, he's so cute.
My mum and I do that too.
But we never match up. Like, I am into a very different type of guy than my dad in terms of, like, physically. So I really can't put myself in these people's shoes whatsoever. But it's so fascinating that they both go for the same type of guy or literally the same guy.
The same person, which is so painful to think of. Like, if I think about it for too long, it just makes me want to vomit.
It'd be mortifying. No. Imagine, like, being him and not realizing and rocking up to the house and being like, shit, this looks familiar. But it's and like, just that moment of realization as it sinks in.
Oh, yeah. But it's like, God. If they get married, he's got to live with that secret forever.
Yeah.
And they've only been together for a year. So but is it better to break up? Did say
that they were, like, really in love?
I know, but at what cost?
And this is the thing, like, it's such a tricky situation because there's always going to be that secret.
It just feels like it would come out by accident once.
Well, I mean, it brings up a bigger conversation around, do you have to tell your partner absolutely everything?
I'm a believer in no, but you tell them like 99% of stuff. There are some things that maybe, the
big things, maybe the things they don't need to know
everything, but this is like a kind of secret that feels toxic to keep in a relationship.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's icky.
Yeah. In my head, I kind of feel like it's the mum's responsibility to do something and like own it.
Well, she not only slept with, I guess it's technically not a minor.
No.
But close to it. But then also cheated on her husband.
Yeah.
Like, she's way more in the wrong. And now what? Manipulating the OP to keep a secret, which feels like a position of power because she's, like, older and the mum. And it's just, like...
To be honest, it just strikes me as she's scared and doesn't want to blow up her life and change everything.
She would lose trust in her daughter and she'd probably get divorced. Yeah. So she's got a lot more to lose.
Yeah, but at the same time, fair enough, but that's still on her. Like, she made those decisions, and it's really sketchy of her to be, like, sneaking around and not say anything.
I have less issues with the age gap and more issues with her cheating.
I agree.
And then forcing him to keep a secret.
Yeah. The interesting thing would be whether she had a pattern of having affairs and whether this wasn't the first instance.
Yeah.
And it's always one of those things, we've spoken about it on our cheating episode as well. I don't really think there's justification for a continued affair because you have so many opportunities to say no to that and stop things, and she clearly didn't.
No.
So I kind of feel like she's made her bed, so to speak. Literally. And now she needs to lie in it.
Well, I'm sure she's happy to lie there.
Well, I mean, if the boyfriend is there, then yes, absolutely.
Okay, I think we are done with that one.
Yeah. I think we've said all that needs to be said for that one.
Anyway, let's continue on to the next recap, one. Recap, OP is not the asshole. Moving on.
Yeah, all right. Am I the asshole? My boyfriend places sheets on all of the furniture when I'm on my period.
Go.
Already off to an interesting start here.
Get out here.
All right, let's get into it. So, my 24F boyfriend, 28, male, is really protective over his furniture. I assume it's because they're all white. This really shows when I'm on my period. My boyfriend does humiliating things like placing sheets on all of the chairs and lounges. Jeez. I feel like if I were to leak, I'd just leak through the sheets anyway. And makes me sleep in the guest bedroom on the first 2 days of my period.
Like a dog.
My heaviest days.
Jesus Christ.
Like a dog.
Jesus.
And then he even asks me about when it was the last time I changed my tampon. I'm a grown woman who has had her period since the age of 12. I don't need somebody to remind me to change her tampon.
She's not a child.
This is already infuriating.
I'm so angry.
She's
right
not now. A child, but her boyfriend sounds like he's a child, honestly. He's like this is ridiculous.
Literally a man child with control issues.
Yeah. But wait, there's more.
Oh, great.
When he does this, I just feel embarrassed, and it gives me the vibe that he cares more about materialistic objects than me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even allowed to cuddle him during my period. He acts like I'm gushing like a waterfall or something.
That's a visual.
I started my period yesterday, and as I expected, the sheets come out.
Oh my God.
I decide to put my foot down, and I take off all the sheets from the furniture, which got my boyfriend irritated, to which I told him he needs to stop treating me like a leaking juice box.
He's going to be the best line, leaky juice box.
I know, right? He's saying that I have no right to prevent him from keeping this expensive furniture clean and that I'm the one acting like a jerk.
Oh my God.
I need to know, am I the asshole?
Fuck no.
Why is this even a question? Absolutely, you are not the asshole. Your boyfriend is the asshole.
My question is why is she still dating him?
I know.
She's being treated literally like a street dog.
Honestly.
Worse, a street rat.
It is ridiculous. So this, again, brings up a broader conversation about periods. Because I feel like there's a lot of guys who go into relationships or go through their lives thinking that periods are gross and, you know, having a lot of shame and judgment around periods.
And it feels like as women we need to keep it so secretive.
Yeah. Like I remember we covered this in our periods episode as well, where we would like hide the wrappers for our pads and tampons when we were going to the bathroom because it was like shameful to even know that we were having a period.
Yeah.
And this is just perpetuating that. The boyfriend is absolutely a child.
Oh, yeah.
And to be honest, it might even be a bit of a deal breaker, the fact that he's being so immature, but not only saying...
How is that not a deal breaker?
Yeah. But it's not just the fact that he's protective over his things. He doesn't let her cuddle him.
Puts her in a different bedroom. Like if he's going to have issues with this, why even invite her over to stay on her period?
Right?
You know?
And also, she's wearing tampons. Like, I get that they leak sometimes, but if you are a regular tampon wearer,
you also know your flow as a woman.
You're used to knowing when you need to change them, and you change them more frequently on your heavier days.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, unless she's going around with absolutely no pants whatsoever and is just, like, sitting naked on all of his furniture, which, like,
Maybe that is an issue.
You do that in your own home.
Yeah.
Then, like, fair enough, I can understand the fear of leakage, but at the same time,
she's
like...
She's probably not walking around with nothing
on. I highly doubt that that is happening. And even if that was happening, the fact that he's, like, this anal retentive about protecting all of his furniture and, like shoving her in a corner while she's on her period.
I know.
Not okay.
It makes me feel like she's literally got fleas and is being shunned in the corner like some poor zoo animal. Like, I'm reading through the comments and the top comment is... literally made me want to spit my water out. Was not the asshole, but just out of curiosity, does he have any redeeming qualities besides owning furniture he cares about?
I mean, at this stage, I'm going to guess the answer to that is no.
Like, he better be fucking good at bed if he's going to be this
even then
inhumane.
Even then, to be treated that way,
Some
of the other comments... Where do women find these guys? Last post was about a guy not being able to make a mess on the floor in the bathroom, which is usually tiled, might I add. I've never done anything like that to my girlfriend. I mean, I'll check around for a heating pad and blankets not to go under her. He's an ass. You're not the asshole. Another comment. I don't think this is about the furniture. This is a man truly deeply uneasy about menstruation and female body functions. He's truly not comfortable relating with women and attempts to control and set barriers around them. I suggest you get away from this man whose head is in the dark ages of time because you will begin to notice over time that this is not just your menstruating body that sets him off.
My personal favorite is not the arsehole, not the arsehole, not the arsehole. But closing thought. He's 28. Bet his mum wished she got her period instead of getting pregnant with him.
Oh, no.
Interest.
Oh,
it.
No.
Or this one. Just nice and simple. Not the arsehole, but you spelled ex-boyfriend incorrectly.
Oh, God.
Okay, that was fun. Are we ready for our third and final Am I the Arsehole?
Yes, we are.
This one is also spicy. Like I said, guys, this is a spicy episode.
Yeah, this one's a little bit interesting.
It is.
I have thoughts about this one.
I'm wondering if we're going to agree on this. So I found this on Instagram, but it is a Reddit reshare. And I saw it shared by a creator I follow. So there's some fun for you. I'm the arsehole. I ghosted my boyfriend of 5 years. I came over to his house one morning to surprise him with breakfast and a video game he wanted, only to find him naked, asleep, and with his ex curled up in his arms. He didn't hear me come in, so I closed the bedroom door, left his breakfast and game on the kitchen counter along with my key to his house. I would have taken everything with me, personally, but that's fine. I went to my car, deactivated my Facebook and blocked him on all forms of social media. I called my phone provider to change my number before driving off. I texted my family and close friends that we were no longer together and to block him on socials, I didn't tell them why. I was in a position to end the lease of my apartment early and I was starting a new job in a different city later that week. I completely removed myself from him and didn't offer a shred of explanation or opportunity of dialogue. I disappeared from his life after his betrayal, and I think it'll not only help me focus on myself without his presence, but I think completely shutting myself off from him will hurt him worse than anything when he thinks how good he had it with me for 5 years. I'm going to say not the arsehole, but I think the way they handled it was a bit unnecessarily extreme.
Yeah, I'm a little bit more on the fence with this interesting one, to be honest.
Okay.
I think it's a bit of a dick move. Obviously, on his side, it's absolutely a dick move to be cheating on her.
100%.
And that's never okay. I'm not an advocate for cheating. But I think the way that she went about this, considering that, I don't agree with completely, like, shutting him off.
No.
I get that she wanted to go for, like, maximum impact to, like, really make him think about what he did.
Oh, yeah.
And regret it. But I think you at least owe them, maybe you don't owe them a conversation.
I don't think she owes him anything.
I feel like maybe it's just me, but I definitely would have gone about it differently. Personally, I would have loved an opportunity to absolutely like freeze them out to their face. So that
I would
you can
have
just
want
see,
to
like,
get content of them together, like snap a pic and be like, cool, well, fuck both of you. And now I have proof that you're both cheaters. Great.
Yeah, it's such a tricky one because, like,
I'm petty.
I don't believe in ghosting anyone.
No, I'm not very good at ghosting. And when I do it, it's because I'm too anxious. Not like, because I'm a bitch.
The extremes that this person went to as well, like changing their number, getting all of their friends to
but
block
changing
them
their
as
number
well.
In the car after they left. Like,
yeah.
I think that's logically about how many things I have registered to my phone number for, like, login purposes.
True.
And I'm like, that's a lot of effort. It took me a long time to memorize my phone number too.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. She seems pretty cutthroat, which I kind of respect. I'm like, you know what? Go hard or go home. But it feels extreme, but I'm on her side.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, thankfully I've never been cheated on. And I don't know if I was in a situation like this, if I would just be like, do you know what? I'm not even going to dignify him with a response. I'm just going to smoke bomb out of there. And he can just deal with the absolute mess that he has created. Literally another case of you've made your bed, now lie in it. But I still think, I don't know, I just really grapple with the idea of ghosting someone, particularly after 5 years.
That is where I have an issue because I'm like, maybe you could have worked on it. Like, I just read a book by Alicia Aitken-Radbourne, who was on The Bachelorette, and she talks about her, how she came off Bachelor in Paradise and her and her partner, now husband, Glenn, both ended up cheating on each other. And he cheated first and then she was like, nah, we're done. Don't want to be with you. Ghosted him and then, like, blocked him for a bit or whatever. And then they worked through it and they talked about it. Because they're like, okay, maybe it's worth, like, working on it. They did that and then she cheated. And then she had gone through her whole high and mighty being like, okay, well, you need to be the one to tell my mom. You need to prove to me this. Like, had put a whole list of, like, non-negotiables. And then she cheated. But then they made it work. And they're now married and they're, like, cute as all hell. But it's like, if you've been with someone for 5 years, could you have made it work? It's different than because he was sleeping with an ex.
I think this is the thing, though. Clearly, this is a massive deal breaker for her.
Maybe she's been hurt before in the past and she...
Maybe.
You know, cheating is never okay.
Or maybe it's just a boundary that she set. She knows that she's worth more than that and won't let herself be treated badly
100%.
By someone who thinks it's okay to cheat on her.
Yeah.
And I get as well not necessarily wanting to have a conversation about it and not wanting to, like, confront them and show them that you're angry, even if you are. And it's just like, my boundary's been crossed. That's it.
Yeah.
You can deal with the consequences of this. I'm taking myself out of the situation. I'm not subjecting myself to any more time and energy spent on you.
Just moving on.
And I'm not going to give you an opportunity to even try and explain yourself because I don't want to hear it. It's a firm boundary and I've walked away.
It does worry me a little bit that she was so happy to just be like, yep, ice him out, block him, done. After a 5-year relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I think if my partner cheated me and we've been together for 4 years, I think I would be obviously devastated, but I think I'd be more open to working it through purely because I'd want to understand circumstances. And, you know, we do have a lot of existing history together. It just feels like, was she really that in love with him? Maybe it was like she was just looking for a way out and she was like, oh, well, this is, you know, a clear sign of disrespect to me, so I'm just done.
I mean, it could be a case of I love him, but I love me more.
I respect that.
Yeah, I do too.
We love a queen.
I do too. Still, I go back to the whole ghosting thing and like that's the one part of this that I really grapple with.
She went full ghost as well.
Yeah, like, it wasn't, it's like remove all traces of
found a new identity kind of like concerning. Like, are you a spy?
Change my name. Move to a different country.
Witness protection program, but like DIY.
Honestly, kind of. Like she's done it herself.
Oh, very good. I feel like that's a good note to wrap on.
Yeah.
So I think we can agree she's not the arsehole.
No.
But there's a little caveat that maybe she didn't handle it the right
way. Yeah, it's a little bit of a grey area.
Our favourite.
Yeah. It's an area without a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no one right way to break up with your cheating boyfriend.
Great. This is just one on the scale, on the extreme end. Anyway, that is all we have time for today, guys. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you head over to our socials where we can continue the conversation there. And if you have any spicy I'm of the arseholes or any spicy cheating stories, drop them in the DMs.
Absolutely. We want to hear from you. Otherwise, remember, as always, to rate, review, subscribe, whatever you can do wherever you're listening to this right now, do that. Send this episode on to a friend. Otherwise, we're excited to take you along with us another time as we talk about other areas of life without a one-size-fits-all approach on It's a Definite Maybe. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.